Good morning. Welcome to our morning worship service here on the 19th of April 2020. I hope that you're doing well at getting through the lockdown, but it's a blessing to be able to have church together this morning, and we're going to sing a song together and go to God's Word. Just as far as birthdays go, there's two this week in our church family. Rex is on the 23rd and Annabelle is on the 20th, so be sure to wish them a happy birthday this week. And as far as prayer requests, I'll be posting those during the broadcast, and you can do the same. During the broadcast, just post your prayer requests and testimonies. But blessing to have you. We're going to sing To God Be the Glory. You should have the lyrics available to you posted on Facebook. And so let's sing that together, To God Be the Glory.
Glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. Vilest offender truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. Purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
I hope there was some good singing in your house this morning as you sang with us. So we are going to go into God's Word to Psalm 40 this morning. Very well-known passage, but very powerful passage about what God has done for us through Jesus Christ here in Psalm 40. And we're just going to look at the first three verses together this morning of Psalm 40. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. And so he says, he put my feet upon a rock, and that's what we're going to be talking about this morning here in Psalm 40. My feet upon a rock. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for your wisdom and for your power through your word now. As we all look into it together, may you speak to us and work miracles in our lives. Thank you for what you've done for us through Jesus Christ, Lord. And may this just be an encouragement to all of us. And may we truly sing that new song that others may see it and fear. Thy will be done now in this service. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So David here said, I waited patiently. God, many times in his word, reminds us as his children that we need to learn to wait on the Lord. Now the Bible says, and if you go to Psalm 27, over to the left a little bit, and look at verses 13 and 14. Psalm 27, 13, David said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Many times God encourages us to wait on him. In Psalm 34, if you look at Psalm 34 and verse 17, the Bible says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth him out of all their troubles. You know, David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. It's okay to cry unto the Lord in times of trouble. It's not okay to complain, but it's okay to cry unto the Lord. David said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice, in Psalm 55, 17. So it's okay to cry unto the Lord in times of trouble. It's okay to just cry out and say, Lord, I need you. But we also need to learn to wait. And David had learned that lesson. But then he talks about this great salvation that God has given us through Jesus. In Psalm 40, verse 2, he says, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. If you're born again this morning, this is exactly what God has done for you. We were all headed for the horrible pit of hell. The Bible says, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Before we were saved, we were dead, and God gave us new life, and God has delivered us. If you go to Psalm 86 and verse 13, we'll see this, that God has delivered us out of this horrible pit. Psalm 86, look at verse 13. The Bible says, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. God has delivered your soul if you're born again. He's brought you up out of an horrible pit, and he has delivered you. The Bible tells us in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, if you want to turn there, talking about the New Testament Christians. He says here, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. So God has brought us up out of that horrible pit. For those that are not saved, that's where they're headed, and they need to be saved. The horrible pit of hell. If the rapture comes, of course, this also talks about us being delivered from the wrath of the tribulation period, which is to come. But then God's wrath will be poured out for eternity in a place called hell. But my friend, if you cried unto the Lord and were saved, you were delivered from that. Praise God. Just praise God that he's delivered you out of that horrible pit. Now, he went on to say there in verse 2, and out of the miry clay. Now, sometimes, sadly, Christians, even though they're born again and delivered out of the horrible pit, sometimes they fall back into that miry clay. They get stuck back in the mud of sin. And God talks about that actually in 2 Peter chapter 2, if you want to turn there. And when this happens, there's only one solution, and that's to repent and come back to the Lord and let him pull you back out of that mud and get you back on your feet. But notice 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. It has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Talking about Christians who go back into that miry clay. But God is there. God is ready to pull you back out, to deliver you and lift you up. The Bible says in Psalm 37, 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And though he fall, sometimes a Christian falls, the Bible says he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. We cannot fall back into hell. We can fall, and God's there to pull us out. All we need to do is repent and come back to him. Call upon the Lord while he is near. So David here is encouraging us in Psalm 40 by saying, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. But here's the best part. And he has set my feet upon a rock. The day that we were born again, our feet were brought out of that shifting sand, as we sing in the children's song, and they were put onto a solid rock. Now, we all understand who that rock represents. It represents the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Even in the Old Testament, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 32, And verse 4, the Bible says that the Lord Jehovah is that rock. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 4, the Bible says, He is the rock, His work is perfect. It's talking about the Lord, our Heavenly Father. He is the rock. But then if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, what we'll find is that Jesus is this rock. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, And did all drink that same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed him, and that rock was Christ. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and the Bible teaches that sure enough, when we're born again, our feet are placed upon a rock, that Jesus is that foundation of our salvation. Notice 1 Corinthians 3:11, For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Our feet have been placed upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, when we were saved. We cannot be removed off that rock. It is the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And our feet have been placed on Him. But isn't it interesting how even though we're standing on a solid rock, sometimes we still worry. Sometimes we still fear. And we shouldn't. We're safe and secure standing on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so David encourages us this morning that God has brought us out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and has set our feet upon a rock. Your feet are standing on the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. You are secure on Him and safe with Him. It goes on to say in verse 2, And established my goings. When God saves us, He not only puts us on the rock and pulls us out of that pit, but then He's there for us. He's there to guide us. He's there to help us along the way. It says, He established my goings. I quoted that verse earlier, Psalm 37:23, but it says, The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God orders our steps. God establishes our goings. He watches over the way. Proverbs 16:9 says, A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. God has established our goings. And if you go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, we'll see that God is there for us. Jesus said in Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. He said in Matthew 28 and verse 20, Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, he goes on to say, The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. So once we're God's children and He puts our feet upon that rock, He's pulled us out of that miry clay, He's there to establish our goings. He's there to guide our steps. He's there to watch over each step of the way in our Christian walk. Praise the Lord. Now look at verse 3 of our passage. I love this. He says, And He hath put a new song in my mouth. The day you were saved, you became a new creature in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, I don't remember what it says at this particular moment. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's all new. And David said, He hath put a new song in my mouth. This is a song of praise. This is a song of lifting up the Lord. We've been put on a rock. We've been delivered from the miry clay. He's established our goings. We have a lot to praise the Lord for. And He has given us a new song. And God wants us to be singing this song every day. Go to Colossians chapter 3 and we'll see this. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Where the Bible tells us, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's the new song that God wants us to be singing unto the Lord. He hath put a new song in my mouth. And this is the song. And you know, the Bible tells us that God is to be our song. That we need to be singing about Him and singing Him. Go to Isaiah chapter 12. Even in the Old Testament, we're told this. But Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. He's my song. We're to be singing about Him. We're to be praising Him. And you know, something very interesting, kind of a side note, is that word song there in Psalm 40. The Hebrew word is zimrath, which is an instrumental term, which applies not only to the song, but it even applies to the music itself, which that's a whole different topic. But what it's saying is even our music is different. And yet, sadly, how many Christians want rock music in their church services? No, our song is to be a new song. It's to be different. Even the music is to be different. A whole different thing. But we are here to praise God. And Psalm 33:1 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright." So God wants us to be praising Him. He's put a new song in our mouth. Even praise unto our God. In other words, we're changed. The things that we're excited about are different now that we're a Christian. Now that we've been pulled out of that miry clay, lifted up out of that mud, and our feet have been set upon a rock, the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's established our goings, He's put a new song in our mouth, we're different. We're so different that people see it. And that's what David talks about here in verse 3. He says, "Many shall see it." See what? They'll see the fact that we've been delivered. They'll see the fact that now we have a new song. That now we're singing about Jesus and what He's done for us. We're singing that new song with our lives. And people will see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. People will see the change in your life. And by the way, if you go to Psalm 40, again in verse 10 this time, what we're told is that once we get this new song, we need to be telling people why we have a new song. We're not to be silent about it. Verse 10, "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." Notice he says, I've told people about your faithfulness. I'm telling people about your salvation. I'm telling people about your loving kindness. I'm telling people about your truth. In other words, I'm witnessing. I'm sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm telling folks about this new song. And many will see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise God. And Jesus told us this. If you go to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, He told us that when God puts a new song in our mouths and when we're a changed person standing on the rock, delivered out of the horrible clay, out of the miry clay, and God is establishing our goings and watching over every step of our walk, we're different. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." There it is. That they may see that you're changed. That something's changed in your life. You've got a new song. Even praise unto our God. And then go to Philippians chapter 2, if you would, in verse 15. Where again, the Bible makes it very clear that once God has delivered us and put our feet upon a rock and pulled us out of that horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and He's established our goings and given us that new song, even praise unto our God, many shall see it and fear. Philippians chapter 2, look at verse 14. "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life." Holding forth, this is how we shine. "Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." I hope that this morning you can rejoice with me and say, "Yes, my feet are upon a rock. My feet have been established and put upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has given me a new song, even praise unto our God. And it's so changed my life that many see it and fear. And even some, because of that, have trusted in the Lord." I hope you can say that this morning. But we need to be praising God every day for what He's done for us. That He heard our cry and He brought us out of the horrible pit. He brought us out of the miry clay. He set our feet upon a rock. He's established our goings. And He had put a new song in our mouths, even praise unto our God. Be thankful today that you're standing on the solid rock. the Lord Jesus Christ, that you're safe and secure on that foundation, and that you have a new song to sing to tell others what Jesus has done for you. That's called presenting the gospel. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not sure that this has happened for you. You're not sure that you've been pulled out of that miry clay. Listen, that's why Jesus died and rose again and offers you eternal life through what he did. He died for you. The Bible says Christ died for us. He died to pay for your sins. He became your substitute. But you must repent and come to him and ask him to be your Savior. And when you do, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, verily, verily, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Once we come to Jesus Christ, he promises to give us eternal life as a gift. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I hope that you can say, yes, I know my feet are on that rock. And if you can, praise God and sing that new song. If not, you need to be saved. You need to find the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you need to trust Jesus Christ and be born again. Jesus said, except a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So I want to thank you so much for joining us for our morning service this morning. And pray that this will be a blessing to you. And that now that God has put that new song in your mouth and put your feet on the rock and established your goings, pulled you out of that horrible pit and miry clay, you're ready to sing that new song of praise unto our God. And many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of looking into your word together this morning in this beautiful passage in Psalm 40. Thank you for pulling us out of that horrible pit and putting our feet on a rock and establishing our goings. Thank you for the new song you put in our mouths, even praise unto you. And may we sing that every day with our lives. Thank you. Bless everyone that's listening and heard this message. Even ones who may not be saved, Lord, may they find Jesus Christ as their only Savior. Lord, those of us that are Christians, may we sing that song every day and please you and honor you. We love you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. God bless.